including the book Feminist Fantasies that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin, Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, January 24th, 2014, almost all the way through the month here. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Heading into the weekend and a bunch of more craziness from the usual people who provide the craziness in our lives here. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig is sitting in our control room today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and hovering hand over phone to pick it up as soon as you call on in. Claire will be joining us in the third hour, as she normally does here. Ben Swan is scheduled to be our on-air guest next Wednesday. And next Thursday, we will have Dr. Gregory Smith, the producer of American Addict, about the overprescription medication problem here in the United States of America. And we've got a bunch of other guests who are starting to come in and confirm for the future. So the show's going to get very, very interesting indeed. Of course, it is Friday, day two of the Bieberothon, and the mainstream media, corporate media. I'm sorry, they're not mainstream anymore. We are. The corporate media is still going on about Justin Bieber's DUI, and he's gone to court, and he's back to there, and they've got the sky cam and the human impact interview and all the rest of that other stuff going on. In fact, MSNBC took a lot of flack for cutting in on testimony by a congresswoman on an important issue to bring us the latest update about Justin and what's going on, and apparently there's now a petition to have him deported from the United States of America. And isn't that weird? They want to kick Justin Bieber out and somehow get Edward Snowden back in. Just kind of weird situation there. Anyway, the reality is, and I'm going to hit this again for a reason that will become very, very obvious, we are still seeing news stories coming out in the news about the bone-chilling cold. And apparently Greenville-Spartanburg International Airport tied the all-time cold record. Another story here coming out of weather.com, deep freeze recap, coldest temperatures of the century for some. And they're going down all these places in the United States this last week that have set brand new all-time cold temperature records. Temperatures hit minus 41 centigrade in Sweden this last week. It's cold. Now, I've noticed a change in the weather in a somewhat different context, because back at the start of the month, during that first cold snap, John Stewart was towing the liberal establishment line and making fun of anybody who would say, well, this hideously cold weather is reason to doubt the global warming agenda. And he was poking fun at them and the rest of it. But this week, it was a little different, because on his show, I think it was Wednesday night at the very beginning, and he said, I want to thank my audience for, you know, showing up here today in the middle of all this global warming hoax-busting weather. So even he's finally starting to get it. And yet, the carbon Nazis are still out there trying to sell this lemon to everybody. We were talking about yesterday this story that's going around there about how global warming will end the Winter Olympics, and it was in one of the British newspapers, and sure enough, it's in a second one today. This is apparently a talking point that is being faxed around to the obedient corporate media to say, yes, just warn everybody as they watch the Winter Olympics, this may be the last one due to global warming. There'll be no more Winter Olympics by 2100. Okay? Now, if you noticed, having suffered this horrible embarrassment over a 10-year span, 14-year span, from 2000 when they said snowfalls are now a thing of the past, Greenland's going to lose all of its ice, and they're trying to deal with that embarrassment. So now their dire warnings of global warming disaster are safely off 100 years into the future after we are all going to be dead and can't call them on the lie, and after they're long dead and don't have to face the embarrassment. Kind of like the Jehovah's Witnesses who kept predicting the world will end here, God's going to, and it kept, the predictions kept failing, and so finally they stopped making predictions for the next couple of years, and they've put it way, way off into the future, so they don't have to deal with that embarrassment anymore. And so, you know, they've got this story out here, the Winter Olympics are maybe a thing of the past. A team of international researchers have claimed. Apparently, researcher isn't enough of a label to convince you to listen to them. So now it's international researchers. Somehow that makes them more credible. And again, would those be the same scientists who claimed back in 2000 that snow was a thing of the past and Greenland was going to lose all of its ice and the polar bears were going to die and drown? And by the way, I'm not kidding you. They're running that one again. This was over on Yahoo News feed. Polar bears hunt on land as the ice shrinks. And it says polar bears have shifted to a diet of more land-based food in response to climate change and melting sea ice in the Arctic, new research finds. And again, would those be the same researchers who went down to Antarctica on the first day of their summer to study the shrinking ice shelf and got trapped because the ice was thicker and wider than they were expecting and had to be rescued? Or would it be the other group that last summer wanted to kayak to the North Pole to prove the ice cap was melting and they got stuck and had to turn back? And they're still out there pushing this stuff. By the way, I got a lot of nasty emails from the carbon Nazis saying, will you stop mentioning that news article from back in 2000 saying snowfalls are a thing of the past? We know that that didn't work out, but we still mean well, and you should listen to our other things. So I found another one. This is from 2007. And I've got it posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And this was a story run in The Canadian. And this was in 2007. Over 4.5 billion people could die from global warming-related causes by 2012. 4.5 billion. Would you believe 4.5 billion by 2012? Well, it's 2014 now. We're still here, except, of course, for those people who just froze to death in this last storm. And those carbon Nazis, they don't like it when you go out there and say your predictions aren't working. And they'll come back and say, oh, you shouldn't have listened to those predictions. Those were not credible global warming experts. We're the credible global warming experts, and we're to so forth and so on. Only last October, they were running another story saying world temperatures go off the chart by 2047. And obviously, it didn't happen. And again, this is following the new pattern. They don't make predictions for 10 or 20 years in the future, because Mother Nature isn't cooperating. You know, 2047, most of us are probably going to be gone by 2047. They're putting the predictions way off on the future so nobody can come back and say, you were wrong. And of course, this was in October before this heavy winter came in. They're still pushing this as hard as they can. There's going to be a carbon tax. It's the only reason to be pushing human-caused global warming in the middle of a harsh winter is as soon as spring gets here, they're going to hit you with a carbon tax here. By the way, a very interesting story. This was over in Oregon State EDU, and it's an article that says the best way to fight global warming and carbon pollution is to have less children. Now, that's kind of interesting, because all the way back in 1975, there was a conference in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, organized by Margaret Mead. She of coming of age in Samoa infamy, because that was a complete hoax, which said, we're going to set as policy, as part of the liberal platform, we're going to scare everybody with the threat of a warming world to get them to have fewer children. And they're bringing that one back again. They're bringing that one back again. Now, I understand there's a population problem, and there always will be, because sex is a lot more fun than dying. The problem I have with all these population control people is they want somebody else to die or somebody else to go without children. No, my life is important to the earth. These unimportant people should go away to cure overpopulation. And, you know, having a lot of money, especially if you marry into it, Melinda, doesn't make you a god and does not give you any rights to decide for the rest of the human race how they should live. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street. And in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I just got this article from the from CBC where the ice on the Great Lakes is so thick and heavy that even with the use of icebreakers, they're not able to keep the shipping lanes open. In fact, there was one comment in the story. I just put it up at whatreallyhappened.com. There were three cargo ships being led by an icebreaker. And the icebreaker would cut through, and before the other three ships could follow through, the ice came together again and stranded them. So that is really, really difficult, difficult going. All right, we got a caller on the line, Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha, Shannon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I want to talk about two things. Hey, first thing is I made a contribution to RBN today. I would have gave more than I gave, but unfortunately, Al Gore's global warming seriously zapped my electric bill this month. But would you talk more about the Maunder minimum? And I think that I've been, you know, studying up on a little bit. I think we're starting to go into a mini ice age myself.
You're in a lot of company because a lot of astronomers around the world, especially those not on Al Gore's payroll, have noted that solar activity is at a 100-year low. And the normal 11 and 22-year cycles seem to have been disrupted. The solar minimum and solar maximum aren't coming exactly when they were predicted that they would. And for those who are not familiar with this, the Maunder minimum is referring to an astronomer named Maunder who noticed that there was a period of almost no sunspots at all that coincided with the Little Ice Age. That basically stretched across 2.5-3 centuries in Europe and North America. And CERN has confirmed that as solar activity goes down, cosmic radiation stimulates more cloud formation in the atmosphere. The more clouds they are, the more sunlight reflects back out into space, and the world cools significantly. And this is all well-established science. This overlap between declines in solar activity and periods of cooling is well documented, but it is an article of absolute faith in the First Church of Holy Global Warming that that big glowing hydrogen fusion bomb in the sky has absolutely no impact on climate on Earth. Climate on Earth is determined entirely by your carbon dioxide pollution, for which you must atone by paying a carbon tax. There were some climatologists who looked at temperature data in terms of a spectral frequency analysis and saw indications of a 200-year cycle and a 60-year cycle, which are operating. Russian scientists are saying that they're pretty much convinced now that the cooling we're seeing now is a repeat of the same incident we saw with the Maunder minimum, which led to the Little Ice Age. Because it seems to line up with other periods of noticeable cooling in Earth's history. And absolutely, there is no question, looking at the weather here today, that the world is cooling. It's actually been cooling for almost 10 years now, which is why all those scientists who bet their reputations on global warming and were getting all this money to prove human-caused global warming for the political agenda, now they're scrambling to try and salvage what's left of their reputations. This is what led to that horrible ClimateGate scandal, which were all these emails and computer codes that were leaked out of the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, which absolutely proved they knew the world was cooling, and they made a conscious decision to hide it, hide the decline. That's where that came from. And looking at the source code for the computer programs they were using to plot their data, you could just see where they went in and wrote the code. After this year, start adding additional heat to the temperatures. It was that obvious and that blatant. And now they're scrambling because everybody in government and academia and all these agencies who took part in this fraud, NASA, NOAA, Penn State, University of East Anglia, New Zealand's climate group got busted falsifying information, they're all going to be completely discredited. And we know our federal government is desperate for a carbon tax because they're not making the money they thought they were going to be making off of Obamacare. And beyond that, the government sees its credibility hanging by a thread already after Saddam's non-existent nuclear weapons, Assad's non-existent sarin gas attack. And when the American people look up from their snow shovels and realize what an absolute whopper they were being fed about human-caused global warming, that could be the last nail in the coffin of this government's credibility. And
well,
that's why they're
you, Mike.
That's why they're fighting so hard to keep this thing going.
Nice warm house. It's nice and balmy in here, and it's a chilling 12 degrees outside right now. Looking at all this global warming, and I'm with you. I think that as soon as it warms up, Obama and the bunch in D.C. will be wanting a carbon tax. And,
no question.
That's all I got for you, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, and you have a great weekend.
Right. Thank you, and thank you for donating to RBN. And absolutely, I'm willing to bet money that they're going to talk about a carbon tax here just as soon as the melt happens, come June or July. I'm going to take some things out of sequence here. Looking at the stock market, the U.S. stock market, actually the world stock market, is having a really rough time around the globe here. The Dow is down 252. And the plunge protection team is no doubt trying to massage that market for the traditional Friday happy ending to keep all those money junkies happy. But I don't think they're going to be able to massage this market back up into the green here. They've probably gone through a gallon and a half of KY jelly by now, and I don't think they're going to get this market to a happy place by the close by the closing bell here. All righty. Now, getting onto the corporate media, which, of course, has been out there even as we've documented the last couple of days. Oh, yes, there's still global warming. The cold weather should not make you doubt. And the corporate media has fallen on hard times. Of course, we're all on hard times, which is why we keep asking you to donate to Republic Broadcasting and help us, because we need it. Let's just be blunt. But it is even worse for the corporate media because of their higher overhead and higher salaries. CNN laid off more than 40 of their, you will pardon the expression, journalists at the end of last year. Senior staff journalists in the news gathering operation. CNN is basically going to stop focusing on the news. And they're going on to they're going to be airing documentaries that they buy from other producers, and they're adding reality shows. Yeah, Anthony Bourdain apparently has one, just to stay on the air and fill up the airtime and sell the advertising. They've even given up the pretext of being a news channel here. And what's going on here is nobody likes a liar, and CNN, along with ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, Fox News, Clear Channel, BBC. All the rest of them, they cratered their own audience by standing shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. government while it lied to the world about Saddam's nuclear weapons, Syria's chemical weapons, the Gulf oil disaster, the state of the economy, the safety of GMO food, and, of course, human-caused global warming. And so I have no sympathy for these prostitutes and correspondents who are losing their jobs with the corporate media. And by the way, if you are one of those people who just got fired from CNN, please stop sending me resumes. I don't have that kind of budget to hire you or give you a job. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Tom in Minnesota. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I think you're dead on. Global warming, you think that's really going to stop Obama's and Gore's and whoever's behind the agenda, you know? And I was just wondering your opinion on is there really any difference between things like they say Agenda 21, carbon tax, cap and trade? Isn't it all really the same thing?
Well, there's a lot of overlap. There's a lot of overlap. Like anything else, like war and banking and the rest of it, you have a lot of separate players who have their own agendas, and they look at the places where those agendas overlap, and that's where they get together and cooperate and say, well, if we're all saying that carbon is bad, we need to either sell carbon credits or pay carbon taxes, well, then we'll all get together and push that whole carbon thing. Remember, carbon was being demonized by the global warming people because that could be blamed on human activity, even though it is clearly not the major controlling factor of Earth's climate. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Tom. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to the story about how CNN had to let over 40 of their senior prostitutes and correspondents go at the end of last year as they try and rebrand as a reality show TV network. And we know those reality shows aren't real. We keep hearing all the time, they're planting things to be found in the storage lockers. They're planting cool things for the pickers to find and the rest of it. But it's very inexpensive to fill up the airtime, and that's all they're doing. Filling up the airtime with the cheapest thing they can, hoping you watch so they can throw a commercial at you. And I can't believe reality programming lasted this long, but I'm sure it's being driven by the current economy. and money junkie behavior. And I don't watch those things. I'm just totally bored. After three episodes of any reality show, you've seen everything you're ever going to see. Absolutely. Sitting here waiting, biding time for the newsroom to come back. Now, getting back to CNN, to add to their woes, their website got hacked last night, and a bogus story was planted that announced China had placed all their U.S. Treasury bonds on the open market and simultaneously declared the South China Sea a closed zone. And CNN discovered it and eventually removed it. And we're still not sure why somebody did this. It seems a very specific story here. It may have been intended to spook the market so that somebody could either go short or go long and somehow make money off of it. But it's rather amazing, after so many of these social media scares being used to manipulate the market, this one seems to have had little effect because there are larger issues going on right now. But it is a concern, because if China or any other nation with significant holdings of U.S. treasuries were to dump them on the market all at the same time, that would be the end of the party. All right. Now, going over to MSNBC, and we were talking about this earlier, they had MSNBC interrupted a congressman talking about shutting down NSA spying, to switch to breaking news of Justin Bieber's court appearance. And then they wonder why they're losing their audience. Now, a little bit earlier, just at the top of the hour, they were announcing Obamacare coverage enrollment hits the 3 million mark. Huzzah, huzzah! The new tacky advertising is working. About 3 million people have enrolled in private health insurance plans through federal and state marketplaces since October 1st. A top U.S. official said on Friday, today, wow, almost 1% of the entire U.S. population has signed up for Obamacare. Let no one dare say this is not a resounding success for this administration. I have more people reading my website and listening to this radio show than have signed up for Obamacare, and I didn't have to spend $500 million to do it. Obamacare is a complete failure. The insurance companies are talking about ducking out of the program. Moody's has downgraded all of the insurance providers for Obamacare. And adding salt to the wound, there was an interesting story over at Dan from Squirrel Hill. Obama supporters will go hysterical over this well-sourced list of 539 examples of his lying, law-breaking, corruption, and cronyism. This is a list that keeps getting longer and longer and longer. And it's not surprising that even the corporate media is reporting, polls are showing the majority of Americans are thinking that Obama is incompetent, dishonest, corrupt, crooked, or dumb, any variation of the above. So everyone's saying, it's okay, he's another in a long series of lousy presidents, but we're getting ready to go to 2016, and we've got a new selection of candidates from which to choose the next lousy, lying, corrupt, ignorant president. And it's starting to look like Mike Huckabee is going to toss his hat in the ring here again, because he's out there making all kinds of weird statements, and he was somehow trying to get the Tea Party to back off their ideological standards for candidates, saying that he tried to equate it to the Holocaust and German purity, and the Tea Party is too strict in what they want. Well, that's what the party is supposed to be about, that the people's interests shape the campaign. And Huckabee was out there saying that, the Tea Party is going to cause the GOP damage because they're putting ideological purity ahead of electability. And the GOP, Huckabee's out there saying, we have to go with the candidate that can actually win, which wins the Bovine Excrement Award for this week, because if the GOP were worried about electability, they wouldn't have railroaded Ron Paul out of the race in 2008 and 2012, because he would have won. He had the grassroots support. But the Federal Reserve doesn't like Ron Paul, and we can't anger the Federal Reserve. Israel doesn't like Ron Paul. We can't anger Israel. So we will sacrifice the GOP party's chances at the White House by going with John McCain and Sarah Palin. and Mitt Romney, who has apparently admitted in his own documentary that, yeah, they stole the thing from Ron Paul. They're not even trying to hide the vote fraud from you anymore here. Getting back to Huckabee, now he's saying that Democrats are making women feel helpless to control their sex drive by offering government-sponsored birth control. And it's still just January, and already they're trying to fan up the distraction issues for November. Birth control, abortion, gay marriage, marijuana. They want you thinking and arguing about those things. Race relations, I'm sure that'll come into the mix soon. Because they don't want you thinking about the economy and how both parties help destroy it. They don't want you thinking about all these wars and how both parties support them. They want to decide for you what you will be debating going into the election. You know, should shag carpeting be illegal in tropical areas? Whatever it's going to be. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer is out there openly advocating using the IRS to weaken the Tea Party, to curtail them, to bring them under control. This is use of the IRS to target political opposition. That's illegal, Chucky. Was an article of impeachment against Richard Nixon. And Chuck Schumer is out there saying, yes, sick the IRS on the people we don't like. First they came for the Tea Party. And I did not speak out because I was not a tear. Robert Menendez in New Jersey. Boy, they're going after New Jersey, aren't they? Robert Menendez is the subject of a federal criminal investigation into his dealings with two Florida businessmen who happen to be fugitives from Ecuador. Now, these two businessmen from Ecuador are brothers. They used to run Ecuador's largest bank, and they skedaddled out of Ecuador with some $660 million of Ecuador's, the bank's money in 1999. And they now live in Coral Gables, Florida. And Menendez is being investigated for undue influence in getting the Immigration and Naturalization Service to let these guys stay in the United States of America, which is absurd. If you've got $600 million, of course you can come in and stay. That's ridiculous. It's looking like another hatchet job. It really is. Now, it was just announced today that the largest liberal super PAC, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's super PAC, they're already raising money to support Hillary Clinton's presidential bid in 2016. They're getting all the pieces in place long before most voters are thinking about 2016, and obviously before most voters realize that these scandals against Menendez and Christie and all these other people are hatchet jobs to thin out the competition, to get them out of Hillary's way. Which brings us to Dinesh D'Souza, who's a director. He made this anti-Obama film, 2016 Obama's America, and he has been charged and is being arraigned supposedly for a campaign finance violation. He directed $20,000 in illegal contributions to the New York Senate race. He was supporting Wendy Long, the Republican who lost to Democrat incumbent Kirsten Gillibrand. And it looks like we've entered the open season of political hatchet jobs. They're just going after the enemies. And next it'll be the political assassinations out in the open. What are you going to do about it? Remember what Richard Nixon used to say? If the president does it, it's not illegal. That's a very dangerous attitude for any president, especially our current president, who has the all-time record for using executive orders to steer the country without consulting with Congress. More after we come back from these commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I guess the weather here in Hawaii is newsworthy. Fox is now running a sequence about we've got some monster waves coming in to all of our islands. The extreme surfers are out there. It's also unusually cool for Hawaii right now. A lot of people are down on the Big Island. They're looking at that new eruption at Kilauea, and they're rubbing their hands over it and saying, come on, Pele, give me... get the chill out. But yeah, the waves really are spectacular. And it's one of the beautiful things about living here in Hawaii. Not that I surf. I tried it once and then gave my surfboard away. All righty, let's see. Getting back to the news here. Over in Walcott, Connecticut. This is a really good story. Apparently, their tax collector is an elected office. And apparently, last November, she lost her job. 54-year-old Cheryl Brundage was the former tax collector. And when she lost her reelection, apparently in a fit of pique, she erased all the computer records of tax assessments. So she's now in the custody of the police. And, oh, well, yeah, I got to protect that data. What am I saying? NSA's got to have it. NSA's got all the tax records. They can let her out of jail. They're just, you know, NSA's running a taxpayer-funded, reliable backup service for all of your data. And if you believe that, when I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Obviously, as the market heads down, and as more and more analysts go public with their conclusions that something very nefarious has happened to the gold bullion stored by Germany and other nations and other banks in the vaults at Fort Knox. I'm sorry, yeah, the New York Federal Reserve. Gold is starting to head back up again despite the very obvious attempts to manipulate the price with these paper gold contracts, which are now estimated to be leveraged 400 to 1. For every 1 ounce of physical gold out there, there are paper contractual commitments for 400 ounces. Obviously, it's a disaster waiting to happen. So apparently over at the Shanghai Gold Exchange, there was something like 79 tons gold demand, physical gold demand, in the second week of 2014. The paper gold is all piling up around Wall Street, and it looks like the physical gold, that which is not in your hand or your vault or the mayonnaise jar buried out by the pineapple plantation, it's going to Shanghai, which is becoming a new global gold storage hub because nobody's going to trust the Bank of France, the Bank of England, or the New York Federal Reserve with their gold bullion anymore. China's buying physical. China encourages their citizens to buy physical gold. I'm encouraging you to buy physical gold. Go over to Republic Trading Group. They've got coins, they've got rounds, they've got bars, they've got everything at good prices, and part of the proceeds from those sales go to fund Republic Broadcasting, and we really need the help right now. If you have physical silver and gold, hang on to it. Don't let anybody spook you or scare you into selling it, and if you're buying gold and silver, should do it in small amounts. I don't know if they're tracking silver yet, but they'll get around to it eventually. But right now, if you make any sizable purchases in gold, I think it's anything over nine. Well, I guess if you're buying an ounce, you're already over the limit. The federal government is tracking it through the Internal Revenue Service, and several states have put in regulations where they want to know who's buying the physical gold. You have to register your gold right along with the guns. Well, why are you registering gold? It's not like you're going to walk into a convenience store with a gold coin and say, give me the cash register or I'm going to give you a nasty cut with the edge of this here gold eagle. They want to know where the gold is so they can come grab it. That's the only reason for government to be registering who's got physical gold. So do everything you can to stay off the radar screen. And let's see, another story over at Blacklisted News. We're seeing more leading economists call for capital controls, okay, which basically means having used the regulatory system to create a Ponzi scheme central bank that hovers on the edge of collapse. Let's do more of the same thing. Now, what capital controls means is the government will decide where and when large volumes of money are to be moved. Mostly they're talking about over the borders. Because when nations get into this kind of economic trouble, people with money start moving their wealth out of the country. Of course, in the United States, the 1% have already done that. Their treasure is off there safe in the Cayman Islands. It's you, middle America. They want to make sure you don't start moving your money out of the country because, hey, they're going to need that somewhere down the road. Over at Baltimore, they had an audit on their speed camera system. for traffic enforcement. We're enforcing safety. And they found so many of the cameras were miscalibrated and issuing tickets for people who were not actually speeding that some $2.8 million in fines are going to have to be returned to the drivers. We're in an age where government at all levels is pillaging the people for their survival. That's why there's no crime suppression in law enforcement anymore. They can't waste time and money going out and actually finding real criminals. It's just easier to find some innocent citizen and find a reason to write him a ticket or charge him with a crime that pays a fine. Amazing stuff here. Now, getting over to the international news, it is starting to look like AIPAC's hold on the U.S. Senate has slipped. They had a majority to put through this bill calling for new Iran sanctions over the expressed opposition of the American people, even over the expressed opposition of the president. And AIPAC kept saying, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And they had a majority to pass the bill. They had enough of a majority to prevent a filibuster. They were aiming for a veto-proof majority, meaning AIPAC would get its war no matter what the president did. And they came up short. The undecideds are leaning away from the bill, and some of the decideds have changed their mind, which has led to a very ugly altercation. Claire's going to be going into that in a little more detail in our third hour. But the pushback is beginning. The White House is tired with the Israel firsters in Congress. I'm tired of the Israel firsters throughout the entire government. And it looks like AIPAC's full court press to prove they are still in charge of the United States Congress may have failed. Because they're not going to get their new Iran sanctions through the Senate. And they're pulling back and saying, what did we do wrong? Well, the thing you did wrong was mess with other people's countries. Because that leads to hostility and resentment and, in the worst case, to wars. Now, the situation we need to remember, though, is when the money junkies or Israel cannot obtain a war they desire by legal and above board means, they resort to the illegal and nefarious, which is why I am still very concerned about a possible false flag attack either at the Super Bowl or at Sochi. And by the way, have you noticed ever since those threatening emails to the Olympian athletes were traced back to Israel, corporate media's pulled off all of this terror wagging? For the Olympics, this whole thing about the Black Widows has gone away and a little bit of embarrassment there. A lot of people still talking about the Pentagon's plan to keep 10,000 troops permanently stationed in Afghanistan, or at least until the oil and opium runs out. Story coming out of ex-Republic TV where people are saying, we're being told things are good in Afghanistan. Afghanistan's stable. We've done nation building. You know, the Afghani people are happy and pleased with their new puppet regime. Well, if that's true, why can't we bring the troops home right now? Why didn't we bring the troops home as soon as Obama became president, as he promised he would do? Obviously, if the Pentagon is proposing keeping 10,000 troops in Afghanistan effectively indefinitely, then things are not going good in Afghanistan, just like they're not going good in Iraq, not going good in Libya, all these other countries that are pushing back against their installed U.S. puppet rulers. Now, speaking of the Pentagon, they have come up with yet another way to suck millions of dollars of tax money out of your pocket. The Pentagon has announced that there is a gap in the defenses of Washington, D.C., well, the border with Mexico is one of them. We'll talk about the Pentagon's new solution after Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials.